The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Huh?
What did you do?
I'm the man.
I do love this shot. I love this, good morning. I love this, like, mugshot look.
It does look like a mugshot.
So I don't ever want to have a mugshot, but, like, if I did, this is what it would
be. I've never had a mugshot. That's you one look. Thing I hope I
Wait,
can
hang
get
on.
My wife
look,
a mugshot.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
They need some extra film for the schnozzes on us. Or at least on me.
It's true.
Good morning, happy Groundhog Day.
Is it today?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't pay attention to stuff like
Dude,
that.
Dude, how in the hell did you get up this morning and not know it's Groundhog Day? It's all over TV, everywhere.
I just watch some
Tom. Do you watch the Weather Channel every morning like I do?
No.
It's
ridiculous. I don't have apps. I do have the Weather Channel app, and I have Fox 6 app.
There you go.
The only thing with Fox 6 app is that there's a lot of first alerts.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's first alerts on things that are...
Dude, they could save like $50 million a year if they didn't have a meteorologist on staff. They have like 17 meteorologists now.
Yeah. They, you know, if you go in their...
I mean, I know weather's important, and we love Fox 6 because we'll be on there
yeah.
this morning. I'll
yeah,
love
but
you, I think they have 8 meteorologists now.
Yeah, but if you go into the weather center, I've been in the weather center.
Oh, I've been
like,
the weather
I've
center
been
too.
In the weather center.
Yeah. I've been in there.
It's,
yeah.
It's
intense.
Yes, like, you know, the thing that's really sad is, and you know, our friend JP Dice, who's back on Fox, they know.
What does he do, by the way?
I don't know exactly. I'm not saying he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, well, he's not even the front guy anymore.
No, that's Wes.
Wes Wyatt is, and I started following him last night.
Yeah.
But he's the front, and then JP's off the side.
Yeah, I think JP is like a special advisor coming
in. But I don't ever see him on TV.
Well, I don't know. But. It's like the amount of knowledge or amount of information that they generate in the Weather Center,
yeah.
the percentage that actually makes it out on the air
oh, yeah.
is so tiny.
Yeah.
So like if you go in and you talk to them about what's happening or what may be happening, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it
but
is.
Then what you see is you only get 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Oh, that's unbelievable. This is the Curry & Klapo show. We do about 4 or 5 little 10-minute segments. We'll do our first one here. We'll just have some fun this morning. We're going to get into, we had 3 major players in the respective platforms hanging up yesterday. Ozzy, Tom,
oh.
and Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I can't believe Dr. Phil's been on the air for 21 years.
Is that it? I think he felt
21
like,
years?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like being...
That's a long time, brother. He's divorced now, right?
Yeah. That was a whole thing.
He used to walk
up the
stage with his
wife. Yeah. Right.
So I threw a Twitter poll out, and I'll check it here in a few minutes. Which one of those guys, Tom, Ozzy, or Dr. Phyllis, had the biggest impact? Period. Now, I didn't say...
Oh, not in their field.
I didn't say in their field. I didn't say in your life. I left it open... So you could figure
out. That's fascinating, because I think that's super.
Because right off the bat, I'd say Tom.
Well,
but then I'm like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
Because Ozzy's been around a lot longer,
that's
and
right.
he's certainly impacted my life on more.
There's
and I'm starting to think, and I think he's impacted the world more than Tom has.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tom's
because,
not international. We know Tom internationally, but,
he's not. No, Tom is
Ozzy
not international.
Is international.
Ozzy's international.
And then I'm thinking, oh, well, what was I? Dr. Phil has written a lot of books, a lot of TV stations. It's in syndication. He'll be in syndication for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
He will continue to impact our lives. I'm not a big Dr. Phil guy.
No, neither am I. But he's changed.
But he's changed the way that we
think about psychology.
I think that's important.
Now, I don't know that that's global, though. See, I think that's the part that's kind of interesting.
He's globally syndicated. People in Europe know Dr. Phil.
Yes. Well, people in Europe know Tom Brady. They're less interested in Tom Brady because unless you're interested... So here's what's interesting about this.
Because reason that is the National Football League, they're trying, but they're not an international sport like NBA is.
Well, the NBA has made it, right. Yeah.
They're trying. They're playing in Germany and playing in London and they're
trying. But it's not going to work because you got soccer. You got soccer and you got basketball.
Yeah.
As sort of the second.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not... It's not going to happen. And I think the Ozzy part is really interesting because music is more global.
Yeah.
Because those two
Everybody
other things...
Everybody likes music.
Well, and those two other things...
I don't know anyone who doesn't like music.
That's right. And those two other things, one is an American sport,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And the other is psychology is global.
Yeah.
But Dr. Phil is an American psychologist who... addresses things that, you know, obviously some of the topics he addresses are are broadly interesting, but some of them are sort of have a, I don't know what the word is, sort of a Western bent.
He was perfect for that question because he's an impactful person.
Yes.
Because he helps us feel better about ourselves.
Or worse.
Tom doesn't really make me feel good about myself, but Ozzy does. Ozzy makes me feel better. Because when I listen to Ozzy Osbourne music, I feel good.
Okay, yeah.
It makes me happy.
That's what I mean. Well, Dr. Phil's helping people.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Tom's like, he's like an American superhero.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
He's just, you know.
I threw that question out yesterday because no one's really talking about his divorce.
Oh, well, I did.
We talked a lot about this, and when you threw that out, I was tweeting something at the time, and I said I was thinking about the same thing, and my question is I don't believe that him unretiring last year was the reason he got divorced.
No,
I do think it was the straw. I think it tipped the scales just enough because it was a major decision that would affect his time, her time, and certainly the children's time. And then I thought to myself, okay, was 2022 really worth a divorce?
That's right. There you go.
Obviously,
there you go. Wasn't.
And then I'm thinking to myself, what if he had won a Super Bowl this year? Would that have been worth a divorce? And of course, the question is stupid. It's no.
No.
A marriage is not worth a Super Bowl. Then I thought, what if I throw out the question, if I could tell you you could win a Super Bowl and be the MVP quarterback, would you be willing to give up your marriage for it?
And
I was afraid to see the answer because if you're on the way down.
Right.
And obviously, that was a question that maybe Tom had to answer when he came out of retirement after 3 years.
That's what I'm saying. This is, oh my gosh. Even though it's Tom Brady, professional football, Giselle, you know, all these reasons for us to go, well, I can't really relate to that because of all those things. Oh no, are you kidding? This is so classic relationship. This is the... this is who I am, and I need to do this. This is part of my makeup. I live for these things. Yes, I love you, and I love the family, but I've got to do this. Hey, look, you know, we're growing apart. This is your job. Really, really is taking not just taking you away physically away. You know, it is time that I need you back.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Okay, this is it.
Do you remember what your friends told you when you got married? They're like, dude, when you get married, this is going to happen. Do you remember what they told you?
No. What did they tell me?
All my friends, at least my friends.
Well, see, I was with the same person, I'd been with her for 7 years.
Well, I've been with...
Like before I got married.
Yeah, I was with mine for five.
Okay.
Years.
Okay.
Yeah, we were together for 6 or 7.
So what did they tell you?
The women are gonna come out of the woodwork.
Oh, see, I didn't have that.
And I was like, what?
Well, because like,
when a woman sees a ring on your finger, you're gonna become so attractive. And I was like, and of course, it was not true, by the way.
Okay, right.
You know, the whole mating call, the married man tapping your wedding ring on the beer bottle. I was like, it never happened to me. Probably because I was so late.
No, well, I wasn't looking, but I was so late.
I mean, I didn't get married. I was 36, 37. By then, I pretty much drained my own swamp is what I did. But what is it about, if that's true, then you would think that a married woman, particularly if she's the wife of a friend of yours who you find very attractive, not the friend, but the wife, what is it about, because Giselle, for some reason, looks so much better to me now that she's single. And normally, you find things that are unattainable attractive. You want things you can't have.
Oh.
Now that she's... Maybe it's because the paparazzi's all over her right now. She's out with this personal trainer. They're in Peru.
Are you telling me that you think you have a chance now with her? Is that where you were going with this?
No, I think my last shot with a celebrity was Don Wells, and she's dead. Or Victoria Jackson, who's still alive.
Why don't you call her up?
Have you seen Victoria Jackson?
What?
Have you seen her lately?
No. Okay. But
Giselle's looking, and Tom, you know, Tom's gay, I'd be on Tom too. Tom looks good. Tom looked really good, and it was a great video. Do you think he just got out of bed? I mean, he knew he was going to do.
Yeah.
And he told his dad first. Do you think that he set lighting or looked around or do you think he just got up and let it rip?
Because
the lighting looked really good.
And it didn't look too
much like it does here in the TV.
But he was outside the beach.
Yeah.
It didn't look too good. It didn't look too sexy.
Yeah.
I think, obviously he knew he was going to do it. And I think, you know, as he even said in the video, I wanted to, essentially, I want to get out ahead of it. I want to be the first to tell you.
Yeah.
I thought what was really interesting about it that made it very realistic, it was short.
Yeah.
He got tearful.
Which, yeah, and he mentioned that I already did this last year. So
well, that's what I'm. But that's what I'm saying. You got tearful. It was realistic.
Yeah.
And what I actually appreciate about it is it didn't have any sort of, you know, dramatic like cliffhanger. You know, you never know kind of thing. I mean, we're now everybody. The news cycle is like, will he come back? He can't come back. He's got Fox. He's got a $375 million deal. Yeah. But I think, and this is why I texted you about this. There are times, particularly, like, had he not gone through the divorce, mm-hmm. had he not had kids who are sort of age and now playing sports, then I don't know if he would be hanging it up right now.
And boy, weren't we the fools, because we all thought, okay, he just gave up a marriage to come back to play football. He'll certainly play.
No, settle into, God, I got to think about this differently.
Yeah.
But it is the classic irony of every relationship, which is it takes someone to go away for the person that you needed to be the way you wanted them to be. Mm-hmm. It takes you to go away for them to turn out to be that way. And I think
it's a different type of rock bottom.
Yeah, and I think that's, I do think that, I mean, again, well, of course we're speculating. It's Tom Brady. We don't know.
Yeah.
But the pattern is very much, it's a common pattern. I would say it's a healthier pattern. Getting there was not healthy, but the fact that maybe he's turning it around and he's sort of realizing, I want to be different.
Yeah.
That's not to say if he would have played 10 more years or 5 more years that was unhealthy, but it connected with him.
Yeah. Today's Groundhog Day. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the groundhog did see the shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter, whatever that means. How accurate is Puck Stonyfield? I've got the answer for you. We'll get to that. I want to talk about some LeBron James because I know you're a huge Laker fan. History will be made next week.
No, he's got 3 games.
Yep, next Tuesday against Oak City, more than likely, if he doesn't make it that night, based on what he's scoring right now.
I wonder if he gets the yips. Or if he strings it out.
I don't think you can yip a guy that's 250 pounds and 6'9" running down the paint. I don't think he has the yips. He's shooting 50% this year. He's having unbelievable numbers. Plus, speaking of Tom Brady, we'll be on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning talking about hanging it up. I've got 4 questions. I got really psychological on this morning. I've got the 4 things you have to think about when you're thinking about hanging them up. I wrote them down. And I think you're going to love these. Plus, I've got some holidays. We got some birthdays we'll get into. So we got that all coming up. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. I'm going to go pee, grab a cup of coffee. Dr. Josh is going to do his hair. We'll be right back.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.